Now, why would people be interested in transition metal complexes other than the fact that they're very nice colours compared to organic chemistry, which is all white? Well, cisplatin is probably actually not the best example because this one is actually white. But most of the transition, white or yellowish sort of colour, most of these guys then, there's some spin-offs into either biology or catalysis. So in the case of cisplatin, it's used in chemotherapy. There's a structure there, platinum, two chlorines and two ammonias. Cisplatin then is used because it's able to bind to DNA. Now, in the course of cancer, DNA replication is having some problems. So what you want to do then is try and control the situation. Often you'll try and put in a chemical that will target the region where the DNA replication is out of control. In this case here, then, you put in something that binds to the DNA, holds that thing together. Therefore, it can't go on replicating and causing the problems that it's got. The downside to cisplatin, it's quite a toxic sort of a chemical. So they play quite a lot with the ammonias and things to try and reduce the toxicity. So here's a picture here where you've got your cisplatin going in then and doing some binding to DNA. Other things that we'll talk about as we go through this section, chlorophyll then is an example of a metal complex. What metals in chlorophyll? Magnesium, yeah. So it's indicating the idea of a complex but a non-transition metal example. Hemoglobin is obviously got iron in the centre, and this one then has got four of these globin units and four ions present. Carbonic anhydrase uses zinc. And again, in a big complex, and then vitamin B12 using cobalt. So these things then are quite common.